Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Hawk coming to you live on Thursday night. It's a live show, 9/28/2023. And, oh, let me tell you what. You know, this government, the EPA, went after the Berkey, Black Berkey, the Berkey water filtration systems and the Black Berkey filters. They're getting hard to find. And let me tell you something. They've shut their production down on them. The EPA did, while the lawsuit's pending, all of that. But you're going to have to get something, because here you go. I'm just going to start off with this. Then I'm going to go back to the Bible for a second. But I just saw this. Fox News, microscopic parasite found in Baltimore area drinking water. Baltimore area residents urged to boil water and drink from bottles. Okay, like, well, it should be bottled water, but... you know, not from bottles. That's a terrible news story. Low levels of microscopic parasite discovered in Baltimore air reservoir could sicken vulnerable residents, city warned Thursday. Cryptosporidium. All right. That's one of the things. Now, I'll tell you what, that ain't the only thing they're going to try to put in there. And if you got it, and you can figure that all of the red Chinese saboteurs and the Russian saboteurs can blow up stuff and blow up trains and derail trains and blow up refineries and chemical plants all over the United States, blow up the food processing plants and food warehouses, then you can bet they can fool with water. I'm going to tell you what, try to get Berkey water filtration system with the Black Berkey filters. Try up on Amazon, where Amazon has 50 different people that sell all the different ones. But if you can't get that, then you should probably get the Alexa Pure or a Pure. That's P-U-R or Alexa Pure, P-U-R, and get one of those filters or Sawyer or whatever it is you'd like to see yourself get. But you had better start to understand that water is going to be one of the big deals. Water is going to be a big deal. You've got to be able to process the water, get rid of the viruses, bacteria, the parasites, all of the chemicals, or as much of the chemicals you possibly can. But if you look up on Amazon with water filtration, try to get Black Berkey filters and Berkey water filtration systems. The big Berkeys and the Imperial Berkeys are pretty much non-existent. But try to look for them. But you might find a travel Berkey that still has one or two of the, as one of the Black Berkey filters still in. You might be able to get that. But if not that, look at Alexa Pure and Pure and Sawyer and different ones. Katadyn, K-A-T-A-D-Y-N, Katadyn, and look at the different ones and see if you can get you something. Because I'm going to tell you what, you'd better have that. You'd better have it. You better have it. You better have it. You better have it! Because water is going to be a big deal. Water that you can drink. And while you're at it, if you possibly can, and while you still have water through your pipes, see if you can pick you up one of the shower filters. Because your skin is an organ that takes in as much of the water as anything when you take a shower bath. But be that as it may, water is going to be a big deal. Now, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul and leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you know Lord Jesus, if you have repented of your sins and asked Jesus to come in your heart to be your Savior, then by golly, He knows it, you know it, then you don't have to fear because you know where you're going to go. You know where you're going to go. This is from my friend in California. And it says, these guys are still taking orders, free shipping on all USA orders on Berkey Filters. Now, here's the problem. For your patient understanding in the light of the delays in delivering your Black Berkey elements. The problem is that we may not have the time to wait the weeks to get them. But this is somewhere you should try because they've got 15% off on the National Preparedness Month. They also have potassium iodide tablets, all right, and different things like that that can also help you. So now they probably don't have the Black Berkey filters, but talk to them or call them on the phone and try them or email them. Email, let's see who it is here. I don't know who, let's see. Trying to find out who this website is. Let's see. Somebody send it to me. Let's see. Okay. USA Berkey Filters. USA Berkey Filters. That's B-E-R-K-E-Y. And they're in Las Vegas, Nevada. USA Berkey Filters. All right. Let's see what we got here. Let me see what the... Yeah, USABerkeyFilters.com. USABerkeyFilters.com. So try them, but I'm going to tell you what, we might need these filters within days or a week or 2 weeks. We may not have time to wait for a month for them to deliver. I do not know. So take your advisement from the Lord and do it that way. Thank you there, my friend in California, MS. All right. And, you know, we already knew all this, but now there's a National Intelligence League, China building naval ships 230 times faster than the United States. And they're going to invade, use them to invade America. All right. Well, let me tell you what. When the Chinese own all your government debt, when we're borrowing the money from the giant red Chinese, do you understand that the treasury bills and treasury notes, most of them are owned by the Chinese? The red Chinese. And if you watched any of these hearings in Congress today, then you'll know why we never get Jack Doodley Squad done in Congress. You never seen a bunch of stupider, most idiotic people. And then last night on the debate, I listened to Senator Tim Scott, and he said, well, if we don't fight them now, then we're going to have to send our troops in there. Our troops are already in there. If you do not know, people, U.S. soldiers are being treated at Landstuhl Air Force Base, Landstuhl, Germany, at the base hospital, at the big, you know, combat facility hospital, from wounds and injuries and stuff happening to them in the Ukraine. Our special ops have been there. I've told you all along that we had troops all over. We just sent... And this senator of the United States, and none of the others knew about it either, because they don't talk about this either. We already have 82nd, 101st Airborne. We've got all kind of snipers over there. We've got the Big Red One, portions of the Big Red One have been over there. We've had Marines over there up in the Baltic states for quite some time. You got them in Poland. You got them in Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. You got them down in, along with British, in Romania. You got them in the Ukraine, special ops. Who do you think was driving the German Leopard tanks? It was German soldiers, not mercenaries, German soldiers in their uniform. Who do you think's going to be driving the U.S. Abrams M1 tanks? I guarantee you there won't be the Ukrainians. They're supposedly learning to fly the F-16s and all that stuff. This stuff is all done. They're trying to play and fight like they're going to fight World War II again. When the time comes, Russia, Red China, little Kimmy, who's got two little bombs above us in the satellites, in geosynchronous orbit over the center of the United States, EMP weapons. I mean, you've got these things. And then even, heck, even the Iranians have the Shahab-4, which is an ICBM. They're going to hit the United States. Whether it be an EMP weapon or multiples EMPs, and then also which knocks out all the power grid in the whole country. Knocks out the power grid in the whole country, and if you have not really read about that, then you got to read 1 second after. 1 second after. Wimar Porsten, that shows you from it's a Forge book. 1 second after, Wimar Porsten. If you got time to read it, read it. But I don't know if you got time to read it. Because the timing is what's elusive at this point. The only thing I know and I keep hearing the Lord tell me, it's soon, it's soon, it's soon. Get people ready. Get people ready. Now, wars, rumors of wars, famines, that means you ain't got enough to eat. Famines, pestilences, and that's just not that's not grasshoppers and cockroaches for you to eat, okay? That is bioweapons, that is viruses, bacterial infections, cryptosporidium, parasitic infections. And why you got Baltimore, which is a big city, all right? Why do they have problems in the drinking water? That's one of the key things the state of Maryland should be doing. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is starting to get real serious. I know you sense it. I know you feel it. You're really starting to understand it, I know. But we got to quit watching the paint dry, all right? We've got to go out and then every day do some kind of a preparation, even if you only spend and get a $3 can of Denny Moore stew. Yeah, I know, brother. I know. My brother said, USA Berkey, we're out of stock as of today, and we don't know when we're going to get them. I know that. I know that. That's what I said, that they don't have them probably in stock. They're still taking orders on them, but they don't have them in stock. Go to Amazon. Okay, people, listen to me. We're going to stop right now on this water thing. Go up to Amazon. Put in water purification or water filtration devices. Look for any of them. There'll be 20 people who sell Berkeys. There'll be people who are selling Alexa Pure, P-U-R, all right, or Pure, or Sawyer, or different ones, MSR, whatever the brand name is, Aquarain, I don't know. But you had better get you something. If you don't have it, you'd better get it now, okay? And get extra filters or whatever you get, but you got to make sure you get filters that will take out the bacteria, the virus, the parasites, and a large portion of the chemicals. You know, more than 90% of the chemicals. That Alexa Pure I looked at last night because I was seeing that the Berkeys are nowhere to be seen as far as I know. I may have seen one or two places that have a travel Berkey size, not the little bottle, but the travel Berkey size with one black mercury in them. So go to that. There is not going to be anything come up available very soon because the EPA, the government agency who wants you to drink bad water, they obviously, it's obvious by their actions, want you to drink bad water because they're going to poison the dadgum water under the guise of the Luciferian depopulation. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. And the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism state of Israel mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And then, Albert Pike says, we shall unleash the nihilists, those that want to tear it all down to nothing, and the atheists. And we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves. Government ain't going to defend you. Government is coming after you. Defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries. We'll exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned, Pike says, Albert Pike says, this is one of the letters to Giuseppe Mancini in the 1800s when Pike was the head of the Freemasonry in the world. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and then the multitude, Pike says, disillusioned with Christianity. Pike says, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light. Pike says, see, you Mason, you see what the true light is here. This is what Albert Pike says, the true light. And he's the guy whose picture is up on the ceiling when you look up from the 33rd degree, from what I understand. Anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal, Pike says this, not Hawk, manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. Brought finally out in the public view, this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now that is Albert Pike's Third World War that he wrote in the letters to Giuseppe Mazzini. So you do see that Luciferianism is out in the open, and all of the goals and the attacks on Christians everywhere in the United States and in the world. Did you see that? There was an attack in Montana in a certain county there, forget the name of the county, where these people were walking along the road with a cross, and they had walked all over the United States, thousands of miles. And they walk into this thing, and this one guy comes at them in the car and starts cussing them out, telling them to get out of here. That county doesn't need any people like them, Christians or anything. And then they keep walking and keep going, and then he tries to come out and then go after them, you know, bump in the chest and hitting somebody in the face and all that kind of stuff. And then the one guy in the Christian group has a little Derringer, two-shot Derringer that he keeps just in case. And he pulled it out and he told the guy to leave. Well, then the guy leaves, goes down the road, calls the sheriff. Then the sheriff comes and arrests all the Christians. This stuff is ongoing and you can't believe it. Now, the other things that are going on, have you seen in San Francisco Bay and Alameda and Oakland and all across the bay that there are now sea bandits who steal boats, and then they're going around robbing all the marinas and all the shoreline homes, and they're crisscrossing San Francisco Bay, stealing all kind of stuff. I'll tell you some things that seem to coincide with the whole large, influx or invasion of the illegal aliens. In a lot of big cities, I think, and I know definitely in the Kansas City area, there allegedly is some new group that has a cleaning service that's large, has advertisements, allegedly. Correct me if I'm wrong, allegedly it's a new cleaning group that cleans the house at a real low advertised price. Well, as soon as that started coming up about a month or two ago, all kind of people now in, let's just say, in middle class, upper middle class neighborhoods and wealthy neighborhoods as well, where you can get your house cleaned for about half or third the price of what you had been having it cleaned for. But what's happening is, in one area in particular that I know about, there's a jewelry store and a strip center there where the grocery and the restaurants and different places are at, and gas station across the street, all that. And they're getting all kind of people coming in with jewelry of different types, rings, necklaces, diamond earrings, all the different jeweled rings and different stuff. And they're asking to see how much it's worth. So it's the closest to some of these upper middle class neighborhoods, it's the closest little jewelry store that's right there by some of them, and they're trying to find out. Well, come to find out, the cops are getting all kind of reports, wedding rings, all kind of jewelry from the jewelry box in the house, watches, every kind of thing stolen, all right? Then at the same time, in a lot of these same neighborhoods, you're seeing that all kind of cars and trucks are being broken into or attempted. As the alarms go off, they take off. But you see, it's all about them being in areas and neighborhoods and cleaning a number of different people. And then, of course, they call and say, well, your neighbor over here, so-and-so, is using our cleaning service. And it's only $20 or whatever, bump, 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 bump. So this is, I think, ongoing all over the United States. Now, my answer to you on this is forget about all of that kind of junk. And I'm going to tell you something. You need to go down and you need to buy as well as food, as well as water purification. You're going to need a firearm and ammunition. And don't get a box of 20 or 50 shells. Get 1,000 rounds of ammunition for each firearm that you possess. Minimum. Because I'm going to tell you, how many illegal aliens came across by paying the cartels to get them across? And then, if they don't have the money, do you know what they do? Then they go to assigned cities, and then they work for the cartels in those cities, running drugs and doing and stealing crap, okay? And gambling and whatever it is. Sex traffic, whatever the cartel's business is. Now, this USA Berkey expects to get some stuff in 2 to 3 weeks. I hope that's quick enough. Call them up and see what it is. You might order some of those, and then you might also get something else as well. This is not a normal time. people, you know, large retailers are closing stores, restaurants, closing restaurants, leaving cities. I'm going to tell you, you hear about stuff in the rural areas too. And you better sharpen your dog's teeth. I don't mean that literally, because the dogs have sharp teeth, but you better get them sharpened up. And I tell you what, there are certain ones out there that are tough as nails. Ben the Beagle is tough. All kind of good dogs out there. And you better get them ready, but you better also have the firearm. You better also have, if you have your spouse, whether it's your husband who doesn't shoot guns, but you do, as a woman, you shoot your guns and are very good at it. And one of the best shots I ever heard about was from Greg Evans and his wife, Liz. He says, she's better shot than I am, you know. And Greg was a special ops. So, you better have husband and wife. And if you have older children, you know what I mean? Even young kids, when it comes down to it, and that's T-U-I-T, you know, we're going to get around to it. Well, when it comes down to it, you're going to have everybody involved in the protection, perhaps in the defense of your home or of your bug out location. Because I'm going to tell you, your bug out location, somebody could have already discovered it. A cabin or something you've got, you know, an old farmhouse or whatever it is you've got, some place you go to that's got a line shack in the mountains or, you know, something like that, or a cave, then you better be ready to defend that as well. I don't know exactly timing. No one really does know the exact timing at this point. Lucifer's got his plan. Now, people say, well, the Lord will stop all of that. He might and can stop, okay? But he might not also stop it, because this is the time when the devil, when Lucifer has his opportunity to choose which way it's going to go for him. To choose, you see. And you know what Lucifer is going to choose is evil, all right? But this is the time when the Lord allows that choice, a free choice, to be made by Lucifer, who was one of his highest angels. A cherubim, right? But I will tell you this. You may let him go, but I'm going to tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, okay? Oh, man. And I'll tell you what, when you repent, you tell him, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart to be my Savior. Please, Lord, do it now. And when he does that and he comes into your heart, you're going to start to feel it. You'll feel like you cannot believe. You'll start to say, oh, my, something is different now. You better believe it. Because when he starts to wash you clean, when he washes you clean and you start to be able to see for maybe the first time in a long time, or the weight of all the faces you carry gets lifted even just a bit. When you don't see every single one every night, when you turn out the lights, and just maybe, it's going to keep washing you clean, and you're going to feel better. And I'm going to tell you what, you get to the point to where the fear starts to dissipate. If you have fear, go to Jesus and pray, all right? And listen to the answer in prayer. and pray succinctly and quickly and to the point. For instance, you might say, Lord Jesus, please provide medical miracles to the people in my family that are ill. And tonight, let's do that. Lord Jesus, will you go to Mr. J? Will you go to Mr. J? Lord Jesus, will you go to Mr. J? Will you provide him with medical miracles? Will you remove all of the impediments in the circulatory system? Will you remove the pain from his body and restore him back to health? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, will you also, Lord Jesus, will you give me the strength? Will you give me additional strength and power? Will you give me the rapidity to understand what's happening in the world and the rapidity to act upon it to protect my family and to go to where you provide the true sanctuary for them and where then I might stand? Where I might stand in the gap against evil when I put on the whole armor of God, when I put on the PASGAD or the Mitch helmet, when I put on the level 4 body armor, when I put on the shin guards and the elbow pads and the whole bit. When I've got gas mask at my side and rifle and 2 pistolas and 3 knives, Lord Jesus, I'm going to tell you what, man. He will proof you up to where you're no longer afraid. Oh, you can get a little bit of fear when the moment that you see the firearm come out or the knife get flicked in the fight and you've got to deal with it. Or when 50 bikers come down your cul-de-sac or down your rural road and surround your farmhouse. And when you got to start letting it fly. And you got to be fast and accurate, you see. But don't you think you're going to need more than 1,000 rounds? I think you might. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. All I can tell you is this. There's all kind of talk from the web bots and all kind of different people who are making predictions and all the different things. And then I just go back to what Lord Jesus said in the red letters, King James Bible, red letter edition. You go to Matthew 24, Matthew 25, anywhere where Jesus talks, read the red letters. And that's who I represent. I represent and was recruited to help to represent Jesus by the Archangel Michael in a waking vision, it wasn't even a vision. It was just, I was awake and he was there and I was led into so I could see through a portal into the angelic realm and hear the beautiful song of the angels. And there stands Archangel Michael. And then there stands Archangel Gabriel next to him. And these are not sweet little angels. These are tough, tough, tough angels. And then I can always remember, telepathically in my mind, he said, are you afraid? I said, no. And then after that, he started to download. It's like he reached his hand out onto me. And I started to download all kind of information. And my spouse was in the bed. And I told her, I said, watch it. See this, what's going on? And I was being rocked in the bed and lifted up by the hand of the archangel. And the power was flowing through me for about 5 to 10 minutes. And after I got done with that, then it wasn't very long when Brother Quayle, he had got the word from the Lord somewhere to maybe to try me as a guest. And I talked to Steve, and we talked about different stuff. I went on the air. That was over 19 years ago. And hello to my friend there in the Asheville area. begins with a U. All right. Thank you for listening for the whole 19 years. And the old Mars Hill gang up in that same area. Hello to you. Hello to you. I know you guys are ready. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I was recruited to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. And then secondarily, I was to warn the remnant, those with eyes to see and ears to hear, of what may be coming and how to prepare for it. Those are my two charges from the Lord Jesus after being recruited by Archangel Michael to work directly for Jesus. And I'm unworthy. Oh, I'm not the little milk toasty, goody two-shoes, blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. And I got to repent a lot. But on the other hand, I do talk about Jesus every time as loud as I possibly can. I will do it in public. I do it on air. I do it to people who are in the church who don't really even know Jesus. I'll tell them that too. There's power in the blood of Jesus. If you don't know that, then you'd better find out really quickly. On good notes, I saw a picture. The Nunemakers sent me a picture of the new church house being built over there in Indochina. And I don't always say where it's at or that kind of stuff. I would say Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, you know, Vietnam, the Shan states, and Burma, Myanmar. That's basically Indochina. But for the Montagnard tribes, which are in various of those countries, by the way, for the Montagnards in that one village, that new church house is being built and almost getting to be completed. We have Bibles now and songbooks coming out in three languages of the different dialects. These people are on fire for the Lord Jesus. They crave him and they want to read the word. They want to sing. They want to talk about it. They want to baptize. They want to have all the sacraments of the Lord. And they're growing fast as you can grow. So I'm going to tell you, gasoline is what, $6-$7 now in California, around $4 in a lot of places, high threes. It's going to get much higher. It's going to get much higher. The food, you think you've seen food prices? You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. All you ladies out there, you know what I'm talking about. And your men, too, because the men do a lot of the shopping for the food. I've always shopped for food myself. And that is something that is just going to get worse. And did you see on the debate, you know, that they didn't talk about the economy or the inflation or any of that crap. These people are all losers. I'm telling you. I can't understand how any of them could lead us. And at the same time, I have problems with Trump, the mess he's in. And then Biden, of course, is a crook and a criminal and the whole nine yards too. And then he's in the pocket of the red Chinese and the Luciferians. So we don't have much thing. Maybe that hawk, that old spouting bird a month or two ago said, put a fork in it, it's done. Well, let me tell you what. You might just want to consider that, and you might want to take opportunity while you still have it to methodically, but very rapidly prepare for a World War III, a civil war, a collapse of the financial system. the reduction of food production worldwide and clean drinking water that is going to be enough to kill billions? So what is it that you need? Don't you need some chunky soup or some kind of soup or whatever? And you say, well, Hawk, it's not the best soup. It might have a, well, yeah, but it's a ration. And then there is the possibility that what you need to do is to go up to your search engine and type in organic, non-GMO soup. Type that in. Or organic, non-GMO beef stew. And then read the sidebars on the cans. There's stuff called, Happy Valley or something like that, or Harvest Valley. Dinty Moore seems to be okay without the GMO stuff in it. Other soups are also good, but look for organic, non-GMO soup. Use these things for more than just the normal Google Doogle, and I would suggest you don't use Google. Use one of the other search engines that's more protective of your computer and your address. Ah, man. In the middle of the country and up and around Iowa, we had a WC-135 nuke sifter plane up there. We have P-8s flying out of Jacksonville up the East Coast. We've had P-8s all over in the Great Lakes in the last few weeks. What are they looking for in the Great Lakes? They're looking for them tsunami subs, those nuclear weapon tsunami subs that will toss a wave 1,000 feet high and roll the Great Lakes south towards the Gulf of Mexico down the middle of the country. Do you know that the U.S. Navy had a map, and I remember it was back in, about 2004 or something like that. There was a Navy map that appeared along with the different future maps of different people that had seen the future map of the United States, and they were all very similar. There's a big wide swath of an inland sea down through the center of the country, from the Great Lakes to the Gulf, or from the Gulf up, it just varied in some cases. But that is what was there, and look at it. But look at future maps of the United States, future maps of the United States, and the Navy even had one, allegedly. Of course, now they would tell you that the Navy has nothing to do with building war vessels to defend the United States. As a matter of fact, we're going to take the Nimitz apparently out of circulation and a couple other carriers. Oh, but we don't have any plans to build any. And when we do build them now, then the catapults don't work. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. You got a President Red China Joe who's taking millions or billions, don't you know, through his son Hunter Bunter. They're owned. Bought and paid for. He's owned. So you had better get the idea that when the red Chinese come and come down your block to help you, of course. Of course, to help you, Then I'm going to tell you what. You should know how to proceed at that point. Aim small, miss small. I still like that movie with Mel Gibson. He's got his two boys, and the British dragoon shoots his other son and kills him. And he takes off a running with his other two boys, and they have their muskets. And maybe a Pennsylvania long rifle, But Mel Gibson and the boys are there, and he sets up the different rifles already cocked and locked and, you know, and with the powder and everything in them. And then he tells the boys to pick out one of the officers in the front and then shoot them and then duck down when they do it. And then after that, she aim small, miss small, you know. That is a wonderful movie, and it has the proper patriotic spirit about how to fight an enemy in a guerrilla warfare. Yes, it's said back then, but you could figure it out now and set it here in this area. All across the world, stuff is just really strange, you know, really getting strange in that you can see the destruction, the collapsing of our society, of the rule of law, of the different things. The thing in Philadelphia the other night where they just went to the nice business district in Philadelphia and then just went in all the big stores, Apple and all the different ones, okay? Just incredible. And I don't know what else you can do, but I will tell you what. If you live somewhere where you can carry a pistol, you know, I mean, Missouri and Kansas, as well as other states, you have the right to carry concealed, even without any kind of permit. A lot of states you can carry open in a holster, all right? Or concealed carry. In a lot of places you can't have a pistol at all, but I'll tell you what, I've been in a lot of those places years ago, past the 7 years, of course, allegedly, that I've carried in different places you're not supposed to carry. Why? Because some of those places are very dangerous. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, Brother Steve Quayle will tell you that you don't have much time, that things are getting ready to happen, and that if you would like to understand, or the fact is that you need gold or silver or platinum or palladium, that you need a precious metal to use as money or to barter with when the dollar is destroyed by the BRICS and Operation Sandman. And incidentally, everybody thinks, oh, the Saudis are on our side, and they're going to go to the side of, you know, Israel and all of that kind of stuff, right? Well, this is interesting. They just knocked out my computer screen, which is kind of really clever here, you know? So I can't see my computer screen. Isn't that interesting, huh? They don't like that. They want to knock stuff out. Well, anyway, I'm going to keep going while I still got a chance. Brother Steve Quayle can get you gold or silver or palladium or platinum. You can go online to stevequayle.com. You can click and go through and leave a message, or you can call them 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And while you're there, get some of the DVDs of the different programs. Get any of Steve's books that he's still got on hand. I'll tell you what, you know, there's a number of different ones. But find out what he's got and order at least one or two extra of those books, because I'm going to tell you, I think they'll give you a special if you order a certain number of them. Ask if there are any specials on books. And I'll tell you what, you tell them Hawk sent you, and he gets the stuff to you right away. So the Nunemakers, I was telling you about a good thing there. That little church house has been built. It's really going up, almost getting to be done. But I'm going to tell you what, if you want to send anything to them to get more Bibles in the hands of these people that then create such large house churches that they then have to build a church, we're not talking about a great, huge church. We're talking about a $20,000 building in Indonesia. which is substantial. It's like a, you know, a pretty good sized building. Okay. But it can be sent to the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemaker. Bible Project, Nunemaker Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, N-U-M-A-K-E-R. Nunemaker Bible Project Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And if you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, believe you me, everything is most needed and wanted. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, say a prayer for me as you go as well. It would be most appreciative. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And let me tell you something, anything, Federal Reserve notes, a silver dollar, silver dime, silver quarter, ounce of silver, a little bit of gold, tenth ounce, a quarter ounce or an ounce of gold, whatever it is. A little bit of palladium or platinum, whatever it might be. Or a check. Go ahead and send it to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May he return it to you 10,000-fold, ladies and gentlemen. And this is really kind of crazy that I can't get on my computer. They don't want me to see my screen. Somebody may be sending me some information that might be good. Be that as it may, we don't have much time and you need to get food. Now, if you don't have a list, you need a list. Holly Dale has Dare to Prepare, that book that's got all kinds of lists. Or you can go to standdale.com. Go to Holly's section. She's got food lists, general lists, medical supplies lists, NitroPack, N-I-T-R-O-P-A-K. They've got lists. Emergency Essentials has lists. There's all kinds of prepper lists. Type in a search engine. Preparedness lists. Preparedness lists. Plural, and that will take you to a lot of different ones and go down the line. But if you just think about, you need to have a general store in your own home, your own basement, whatever, to take care of you, your family, and whatever relatives or neighbors that you're working with, and to provide all of the needs of food, water, medical supplies, ammunition, warm clothing. Okay. Cool clothing, all right? Building materials if needed. Nuclear, biological, and chemical gear. NBC gear. And if you don't have that, you probably are going to need it. I can tell you that if you got to get military grade, full nuclear, biological, chemical, or full C-burn, what they call it now. Chemical, biological, you know. But I just go NBC, it's simpler. Nuclear, biological, chemical. Because nuclear also includes the radiation, radiological or dirty bomb. But I'm going to tell you what, when you got missiles that can strike the United States from anywhere in the world in less than 5 minutes because there are hyper quick, you know. And yes, we have what is it, Dark Star, which is a hypersonic aircraft and a plane. been developing that a long time, but that's been around for a long, long time. And heck, before that, we had Black Star One. Mr. Greg Evenson was in that one, went into space. I'm going to tell you, the people that I know, I've known several people have been on Mars, and I've known several people have been on the moon. And they're not regular astronauts. We have craft that can go to other planets. We have craft that can go to other deep parts of this galaxy and places. Craft that fold space and time around the spacecraft. And then you put a rubber band and you stretch it out on a point in the future, you know, and you're holding the other rubber band to the side of your ship, and you let go of that rubber band and it's whoosh. It's the Millennium Falcon, you know, going somewhere. And the next thing you know, you're there. It's not hundreds of years to get to the outer planet like the so-called physicists from, you know, Stanford and USC and UCLA and the big schools. It ain't that. We've already been doing this crap for years. They also had jump rooms where you could jump to Mars or jump through time. Look up Basiago. This stuff exists. Even the regular military. A lot of them don't have a clue because it's way out there and it's not contained necessarily within the military. It's contained through the corporations. So no FOIA request can ever be made. They're secrets, you know, they're trade secrets, you see. On way back, heck, I remember Bo Greitz told me that his office was in, allegedly, was in California there at one of the big aerospace companies. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into the Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for the Bill of Rights, for your home, your business, your ranch, your farm. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and Bill of Rights America. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, Mickey, you're the best bat test. Keep your eye on the optics, Mick, and squeeze the trigger. Don't jerk it. Road and track, and little L. Lord Jesus loves you. May you stay with your schoolwork tonight. Tell your mom and dad a little something about a poem or something that you read in history or English, or show them a problem you learned in math class. Say hi to them for Old Hawk. Go out and prepare, ladies and gentlemen. Ain't got much time left. Ain't got much time left. Real preparedness. Ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior.